The sun dipped low in the sky, casting a warm golden hue over the mystical oasis. Celine wandered through the shimmering sands, her bare feet sinking slightly into the cool earth. Each step drew her deeper into the heart of this enchanting realm, where the air was thick with the scent of blooming jasmine and the gentle rustle of palm fronds whispered secrets of the past. She felt a curious blend of awe and trepidation, as if the oasis held both beauty and danger within its embrace. Celine had heard tales of this place, where illusions danced like flames and reality twisted in unexpected ways. She had come seeking solace from her tumultuous life, but as she walked, a sense of foreboding crept into her heart. Shadows flickered at the edges of her vision, and she could not shake the feeling that she was being watched. Perhaps it was merely her imagination, or perhaps the oasis had a life of its own, filled with hidden eyes and lurking spirits. As twilight descended, the oasis transformed. The sun's retreat gave way to a sky painted with vivid hues of purple and pink, and the stars began to blink awake, one by one. It was then that Celine stumbled upon a gathering, a circle of people seated around a flickering fire, their faces illuminated by its warm glow. Laughter and music filled the air, a vibrant tapestry of sound that pulled her closer. She hesitated at the edge of the gathering, her heart racing with a mix of curiosity and anxiety. It was then that she saw him. Rin stood apart from the others, his tall figure cloaked in layers of magical veils that shimmered like the oasis itself. His aura was magnetic, drawing her in with an undeniable force. The firelight danced upon the fabric of his veils, revealing glimpses of rugged features and piercing eyes that seemed to hold the secrets of the universe. Celine felt an inexplicable connection, as if their souls recognized each other amidst the crowd. "Come join us," a voice called, snapping Celine from her reverie. It was a woman with flowing hair and a welcoming smile, gesturing for her to step forward. "We're sharing stories of the oasis. You must have a tale of your own." Celine's heart raced as she approached the circle, her eyes never leaving Rin. The others welcomed her, but it was Rin who captivated her attention. He sat slightly apart, his gaze fixed on the fire as if lost in thought. When their eyes met, a jolt of electricity coursed through her, igniting something deep within her soul. "Who are you?" Celine asked, her voice barely above a whisper as she settled beside him. The warmth of the fire paled in comparison to the heat that radiated from him. "Just a traveler," Rin replied, his voice rich and smooth like dark honey. "Like you, I suppose. Seeking something, though I'm not sure what." He turned to face her fully, his enigmatic smile revealing a hint of mischief. "What about you? What brings you to this oasis?" "I came to escape," Celine admitted, her voice trembling slightly. "To find peace." But, her gaze drifted to the dancing flames. "I feel like there's something here I'm meant to discover." Rin's expression darkened for a fleeting moment, as if he understood her unspoken fears. "The oasis can reveal much, but it can also hide just as much. Be cautious, Celine. Not everything is as it seems." His gaze bore into hers, a mix of warning and intrigue that left her breathless. Before she could respond, the air shifted, a sudden chill sweeping through the gathering. Dark clouds rolled in from the horizon, obscuring the stars and swallowing the warmth of the fire. A storm was brewing, fierce and unrelenting. Celine's heart raced as she glanced at the others, their laughter quickly fading into anxious murmurs. "Everyone, stay close," the woman from earlier shouted, her voice rising above the wind. "We need to find shelter." Panic surged through the crowd as they scrambled to escape the oncoming tempest. Celine felt a hand grasp her wrist, pulling her towards Rin. "Stay with me," he urged, his voice steady amidst the chaos. "We can weather this together." The winds howled and Celine felt the sand whip around her like a living thing. Rin's grip was firm, guiding her through the swirling chaos. "Trust me," he said, his eyes locked onto hers, a fierce determination igniting within them. They stumbled across the oasis, seeking refuge among the palm trees. The storm raged around them, the air thick with electricity, yet Rin remained a steadfast presence. He shielded her from the worst of the wind, his body acting as a barrier between her and the elements. Celine's heart raced not just from fear, but from the undeniable chemistry that crackled between them. "Are you okay?" Rin shouted over the roar of the storm, his brow furrowed with concern. The intensity of his gaze sent shivers down her spine. I'm fine. Just surprised, she replied, her voice barely making it through the cacophony. She could feel her heart pounding against her ribcage, a wild rhythm that matched the chaos around them. As the storm began to wane, a strange calm enveloped them. The wind settled and the first drops of rain fell, gentle yet refreshing. Rin's demeanor shifted, the weight of the moment lifting as he turned to her, a smile breaking across his face. See? We made it, he said, laughter bubbling in his chest. Not so bad, huh? Celine couldn't help but smile back, the thrill of the storm still coursing through her veins. You're right. I've never felt so alive. The moment lingered between them, charged with unspoken possibilities. Just as Celine opened her mouth to speak, Rin's expression grew serious. But there are things you should know about me, he said, his voice dropping to a hushed tone. Things that might change everything. Celine's heart sank slightly. The warning in his words echoed in her mind, a reminder that the allure of their connection was shadowed by the unknown. What do you mean? She asked, her voice trembling with both curiosity and fear. Rin hesitated, his gaze drifting towards the now calm oasis. I have a past, one that's complicated. I can't share everything with you right now. But I want you to know that I'm here to protect you. Protect me? Celine echoed, confusion swirling within her. From what? From the secrets of this oasis, he replied evasively, his expression clouded with something she couldn't quite decipher. There are forces at play here that you can't begin to imagine. The air between them thickened, a tension that was both exhilarating and unnerving. Celine felt a whirlwind of emotions, the thrill of attraction mingling with the weight of uncertainty. Rin, please. You can't just leave me hanging like this. I want to know you. He looked at her, a flicker of pain crossing his features. I promise, Celine. I will share my secrets, but in time. Right now, just trust that I won't let anything harm you. The sincerity in his voice struck a chord within her. She wanted to believe him, to trust him completely, yet the shadows of doubt lingered like ghosts around them. As they shared the moment, the fire from the gathering crackled in the distance, a reminder of the warmth and laughter that had been momentarily lost. Okay, Celine finally said, taking a deep breath. I'll trust you for now. A hint of relief washed over Rin's face, and he reached out to tuck a loose strand of hair behind her ear, his fingers lingering against her skin. That means more to me than you know. As they stood together, the storm behind them now a mere memory, Celine felt a flicker of hope igniting within her. Perhaps this oasis, with all its mysteries and secrets, would lead her to the answers she sought, if only she could find the courage to face them. As the moon hung low in the sky, casting a silvery glow over the oasis, Celine tossed and turned on her woven mat, her dreams swirling with vivid imagery. Each night, she found herself lost in a realm where shadows danced and echoed with the howls of wolves. There, a powerful wolf with piercing eyes loomed large, his figure both majestic and terrifying. His presence felt both familiar and foreign, as if he were a part of her own soul's tapestry. In this dreamscape, ancient prophecies whispered through the winds, intertwining her fate with that of the enigmatic Rin. She could see glimpses of their shared destiny, threads of fate woven together with secrets and shadows. The weight of these visions pressed heavily on her chest, awakening a longing to unveil the truth behind Rin's magical veils. Why do you hide? She murmured in her sleep, her fingers twitching as if reaching for the elusive answers that danced just out of reach. As dawn broke, Celine awoke with a start, the remnants of her dreams clinging to her like morning dew. She felt a surge of determination coursing through her veins. Today would be the day she confronted Rin about the mysteries that shrouded him, the truths he so carefully concealed beneath his alluring facade. Later that morning, as the sun rose higher in the sky, Celine found Rin lounging near the edge of the oasis, his back turned to her. The golden light caught the intricate patterns of his magical veil, casting a halo around him. She approached cautiously, her heart racing as the weight of her decision settled upon her. Rin, she called, her voice steady despite the turmoil within. He turned slowly, a warm smile breaking across his face, but Celine could see the flicker of apprehension in his eyes. Celine, good morning, he replied, his voice a soothing balm to her frayed nerves. Did you sleep well? Not really, she admitted, stepping closer, gauging his reaction. I had dreams. Strange ones. Rin's expression shifted, a shadow passing over his features. Strange dreams can often be the mind's way of sorting through the mysteries of the heart. Or the mysteries of the soul, she countered, her gaze unwavering. I saw a wolf, powerful and fierce. Felt connected to you, Rin. I need to understand what it means. I need to understand you. His smile faltered as he stood, the tension palpable between them. Some truths are best left undiscovered, Celine. They can lead to pain. Or freedom, she pressed, her frustration bubbling to the surface. Why won't you share your past with me? I want to know you, all of you. I care for you. Rin ran a hand through his tousled hair, his brow furrowed in thought. You don't know what you're asking for. My past is filled with shadows that can consume everything we have. I don't want that for you. Then let me decide, she exclaimed, her voice rising. Don't you trust me enough to show me who you really are? He hesitated, his gaze drifting to the horizon, where the sun met the vast expanse of sand. It's not a matter of trust. It's a matter of safety. There are forces at play that you cannot comprehend. Then help me understand, she implored, stepping closer, her heart racing. I feel drawn to you, Rin. I can't ignore this connection no matter how much I try. But you have to let me in. Rin's expression softened for a moment, and Celine could see the battle raging within him. You deserve to know, but the burden of my past is heavy. I fear what it might do to you. Tell me, she urged, her voice barely a whisper now. Please. He sighed heavily, the weight of his secrets pressing down on him. There are things in my past I cannot change. I was born into a lineage of alphas, each marked by power and tragedy. My ancestors made choices that cast long shadows over our family, choices that led to rivalries and bloodshed. I carry their legacy and the darkness that comes with it. Celine's heart raced as she absorbed his words, the depth of his struggles unraveling before her. But that's not you, Rin. You're not your past. You're here with me and you have a choice to change the narrative. Do I? He asked, his voice laced with doubt. Can I truly break free from the cycle? There are those who will stop at nothing to reclaim what they believe is theirs, and I fear they will come for you if they discover what we share. As he spoke, a chill ran down Celine's spine, and the vibrant oasis around them dulled for a moment, as if the very air had thickened with impending danger. Who are they? She pressed, feeling the urgency in her heart. Before Rin could respond, a low growl echoed across the oasis, cutting through the tension like a knife. Both Celine and Rin turned towards the sound, their bodies tense, instincts flaring. Emerging from behind a cluster of palm trees was a figure cloaked in shadow, his presence radiating hostility. Rin, the figure sneered, his voice dripping with disdain. I see you found a new plaything. Dorian, Rin growled, stepping protectively in front of Celine. What do you want? Dorian's eyes glinted with malice as he approached, the air thickening with animosity. I've come to deliver a message. The elders are tired of your defiance. You're a threat to our territory and it's time to remind you of your place. Celine's heart raced as she glanced between the two alphas, the tension between them palpable. What do you mean? She asked, her voice trembling. What is going on? Dorian's gaze flicked towards her, a cruel smile spreading across his face. Ah, the little human is curious. Perhaps you should know, dear Celine, that Rin's past is darker than even he has let on. The blood of alphas runs thick and with it comes danger that you cannot fathom. Stay away from her, Rin growled, his protective instincts flaring. This is between you and me. Dorian chuckled darkly. Oh, but it's not just between us anymore. Your secrets are no longer yours alone. The moment you brought her into your world, you put her at risk. Celine's heart sank as the reality of Dorian's words settled over her like a shroud. She glanced at Rin, searching his eyes for reassurance, but found only a storm of emotions battling within him. Rin, what does he mean? She pressed, fear creeping into her voice. What are you hiding? Rin's jaw clenched, and for a moment, the weight of his silence felt heavier than any words he could offer. I'll protect you, Celine. No matter the cost. But as Dorian smirked, the shadows of the past began to close in around them, leaving Celine torn between her burgeoning love for Rin and the ever-looming danger that threatened to unravel everything they had begun to build together. The oasis that had once felt like a sanctuary now pulsed with uncertainty, and Celine realized that the path forward would be fraught with challenges that could either bind them closer or tear them apart. Celine awoke to the soft whispers of the oasis, the gentle rustle of palm fronds dancing in the warm breeze. The sun was just beginning to rise, casting golden rays over the shimmering sands, illuminating the world around her like a dream. Yet the weight of her thoughts was heavy, filled with unanswered questions and the lingering echo of the elder's cryptic warning. She couldn't shake the feeling that something monumental was lurking just beneath the surface of her life, and Rin's. Determined to find clarity, Celine made her way to the elder's dwelling, an ancient structure woven from the very essence of the oasis itself, its walls adorned with intricate carvings that told stories of old. The elder, known as Melis, had always been a source of wisdom among the inhabitants of the oasis, her connection to the magic of the land deep-rooted and profound. As Celine approached, she found Melis seated outside, her long white hair flowing like a waterfall down her back. The elder looked up, her piercing blue eyes filled with understanding and knowing, as though she had been expecting Celine. "Ah, young one," Melis said, her voice melodic yet firm. "You seek answers, do you not?" Celine nodded, her heart racing. "I need to understand what it means to love an alpha, especially one as guarded as Rin. What burdens come with such a bond?" Melis gestured for Celine to sit beside her, the warmth of the sun enveloping them both. "To love an alpha is to embrace both strength and vulnerability. An alpha carries the weight of their pack, their lineage, and often, secrets that can shatter even the strongest of bonds. There is a prophecy entwined with your fates, one that speaks of a union forged in fire and shadow." "Prophecy?" Celine echoed, her curiosity piqued. "What do you mean? How am I involved?" "Your heart calls to his," Melis replied, her gaze unwavering. "But understand this. The path is fraught with trials. The truth you seek about Rin is not merely a curiosity. It is a revelation that may change everything. Love can be a sanctuary, but it can also be a prison if the truth is not embraced." Celine's heart ached at the thought. "What if the truth is too much to bear?" Melis placed a comforting hand on Celine's shoulder. "Then you must decide if his love is worth the burden. Sometimes, love requires sacrifice and the courage to face the unknown. Only then can you unravel the threads of destiny that bind you." As Celine absorbed the elder's words, she felt a mixture of fear and determination rise within her. She was ready to confront Rin, to uncover the layers of his past that he had hidden from her. But could she handle the truth, whatever it may be? Later that evening, under the canopy of stars, Celine stood on the edge of the oasis, the moonlight shimmering on the water's surface. She could feel Rin's presence before she saw him, the air around her crackling with energy. He emerged from the shadows, his form graceful and powerful, the magical veil that adorned him glistening in the night. "Celine," he said, his voice low and inviting. "What brings you here at this hour?" "I need to talk to you," she replied, her heart pounding in her chest. "About us. About your past." Rin's expression shifted, a storm of emotions flickering across his face. "There are things you don't understand, Celine. Things I cannot—" "I want to understand," she interrupted, her desperation spilling over. "I can't keep pretending that everything is fine when I know you're hiding something. I feel it, Rin. It's like a shadow looming over us." He took a step closer, his eyes darkening with intensity. "Celine, some shadows are best left undisturbed. My past is tangled with darkness and I don't want to bring that into your light." "But I'm already in this with you," she exclaimed, her voice trembling. "I can't bear the thought of being pushed away because of something you refuse to share. You're not just an alpha to me, you're everything." Rin's gaze softened, his resolve beginning to waver. "You deserve the truth, but it may change how you see me." "Then let me decide," Celine urged, her heart racing. "I can handle it. I want to stand by you, but I need to know what I'm standing against." He hesitated, the weight of her words pressing down on him. Finally, he sighed, running a hand through his tousled hair. "Very well. But know that this is a heavy burden to share." As they moved closer, the oasis seemed to pulse with anticipation, the air thick with magic. Rin took a deep breath, the tension crackling between them. "I was born an alpha, but my lineage is cursed. My forebears made a pact with ancient forces, and the consequences have haunted our family ever since. It is said that love for an alpha can bring ruin, not just to the Alpha but to the one who loves them. Celine's breath caught in her throat. A curse? What does that mean for us? It means that our love is fraught with danger and my enemies will stop at nothing to use it against me, he said, his voice low and heavy with sorrow. I cannot bear the thought of you being hurt because of me. Before Celine could respond, a low growl echoed through the stillness of the night. Rin's expression shifted to one of alertness, his instincts kicking into high gear. Stay behind me, Celine. From the shadows emerged a figure, tall and imposing, with eyes that glowed like embers. It was Kael, Rin's rival Alpha, his presence a dark omen. You've kept your secrets well, Rin, he sneered, his voice dripping with malice. But I see the truth now. A love like yours will only lead to your downfall. Leave Kael, Rin commanded, his form radiating authority. You have no claim here. Kael laughed, a harsh sound that echoed in the night. I have every claim, especially if it means exposing the weaknesses of an Alpha who cannot even protect the one he loves. Celine's heart raced, torn between the instinct to protect Rin and the need to confront the truth she had been seeking. Rin, stay back, he barked, his eyes locked on Kael. But Celine, emboldened by the elder's words, stepped forward. No. I won't let you fight this battle alone. If there's a chance to understand your past, we have to face it together. Kael smirked, clearly amused by her defiance. You think you can shield him from the truth? You're merely a pawn in this game, girl. Enough. Rin's voice thundered, his alpha energy surging. This is between you and me, Kael. I will protect what is mine. As the tension escalated, Celine felt the weight of the prophecy pressing down on her. She knew she had to stand strong not just for herself but for Rin as well. The stakes were higher than she had ever imagined, and the truth was now more vital than ever. Rin, she said softly, meeting his gaze. Whatever comes next, I'm with you. Together we will face it. In that moment, under the vast expanse of stars, Celine felt the bond between them solidify. She was no longer just a bystander in Rin's world. She was part of it, ready to confront the shadows that threatened to engulf them both. The oasis pulsed with magic, the air thick with the promise of revelations yet to come. The battle was only beginning, and together they would uncover the truth, no matter the cost. The sun hung low in the sky, casting an ethereal glow over the oasis, where the golden sands danced with the whispers of the wind. The tension in the air was palpable as Celine stood at the edge of the makeshift arena, her heart pounding in her chest. Rin faced his rival, his powerful frame silhouetted against the fiery hues of dusk. The challenge had been laid bare, and now the two alphas prepared to clash, their eyes locked in a silent battle of wills. Celine felt as if time had slowed to a crawl. Every breath she took was heavy with the weight of anticipation. She had never witnessed a duel between alphas before, but she understood instinctively that this was more than just a fight for territory. It was a fight for honor, for pride, and for the future of the oasis they both cherished. Rin stood tall, his magical veil swirling around him like a tempest, hiding the truth of his lineage and the curse that bound him. She wanted to scream for him to be careful, to not put himself in danger, but the words caught in her throat. Celine, came a voice from behind her. It was Asha, the elder who had warned her of the burdens of loving an alpha. Her wise eyes scanned the scene, filled with concern. You must not intervene. This is his battle to fight. Celine nodded, but her heart screamed otherwise. She couldn't bear the thought of Rin being hurt, of losing him before she could fully understand the depths of his secrets. But what if he... Trust him, Asha interrupted gently, placing a hand on Celine's shoulder. He bears a weight you cannot yet comprehend. Your loyalty can strengthen him, but do not let it cloud your judgment. With that, Celine turned her gaze back to the duel, her heart racing as the two combatants circled each other like wolves sizing up their prey. The rival Alpha, tall and menacing, growled low, his muscles tense and coiled, ready to spring into action. Rin stood firm, his eyes burning with determination despite the flicker of vulnerability that danced at their edges. The silence shattered as the rival lunged forward, a blur of fur and fury. Rin reacted in an instant, sidestepping the attack with a grace that belied his size. Celine's breath caught in her throat as Rin unleashed a counterattack, his powerful frame colliding with his opponent in a flurry of movement. The ground shook beneath them as fur flew and growls echoed, reverberating through the oasis and sending ripples across the still waters. "Come on, Rin," Celine shouted, her voice rising above the chaos. "You can do this." The words felt inadequate, but she hoped that her belief in him could somehow reach him in the midst of the storm. Rin's gaze flickered toward her for just a moment, and in that fleeting second, Celine saw the flicker of gratitude in his eyes, a connection that transcended the battle. It ignited a fire within her, a fierce loyalty that surged through her veins. This was her alpha, and she would stand by him no matter the cost. The rival alpha landed a solid blow, sending Rin staggering backward, and Celine felt as if her heart had been ripped from her chest. "No," she cried, rushing forward instinctively, but Asha's hand gripped her arm tightly. "Stay back, Celine," Asha warned, her voice steady yet firm. "He needs to fight this battle alone." Tears of frustration stung Celine's eyes as she fought against Asha's hold. "But what if he gets hurt? What if he—" "Trust him," Asha repeated, her voice softer now. "He is stronger than you know. The outcome of this duel depends not only on his strength but also on his resolve. You must show him that you believe in him." Celine's heart ached, but she nodded, her gaze fixed on Rin. She had witnessed his strength time and again, and now it was time to channel that belief into something tangible. "I believe in you, Rin," she shouted again, her voice breaking through the din of the fight. "You are not alone." Rin's ears perked up, and for a brief moment he seemed to draw strength from her words. With renewed ferocity, he charged at his opponent, the veil around him shimmering with an otherworldly glow. The rival alpha snarled, but Rin was undeterred, launching into an attack that showcased not only his physical prowess but also the magic that coursed through his veins. The battle raged on, each strike echoing the unspoken stakes of their bond. Celine could feel the air crackling with tension, the very essence of the oasis shifting in response to the duel. The sands beneath her feet felt alive, vibrating with the energy of the moment. She could sense that this fight was not merely about territory, it was a manifestation of the conflict within Rin himself, a struggle between the alpha he was expected to be and the man he truly was. With one final surge, Rin tackled his rival to the ground, pinning him with a ferocity that made Celine's heart swell with pride. "Yield," he growled, his voice low and commanding. The rival alpha struggled beneath him, but the ferocity of Rin's presence made it clear that he would not relent. "I will not yield to you," the rival spat, but Celine could see the flicker of fear in his eyes. It was a moment of vulnerability that Rin had seized, and Celine felt a rush of hope. "Then you will leave this oasis, never to return," Rin declared, his voice steady, filled with the authority of an alpha who had fought for his right to lead. The rival hesitated, and in that moment of weakness, Rin tightened his grip. "Enough," the rival finally shouted, his voice laced with defeat. "I yield." A cheer erupted from the gathered onlookers, and Celine felt as if the very air around her had shifted. Rin released his opponent, stepping back to catch his breath, his chest heaving as he looked around at the faces that had witnessed his victory. Celine rushed to his side, her heart swelling with pride and relief. "You did it," she exclaimed, her voice a mixture of joy and disbelief. "You were incredible." Rin's face was a mask of exhaustion and exhilaration, but as he looked down at her, something shifted in his expression. "I couldn't have done it without you," he admitted, a rare vulnerability creeping into his voice. "Your faith, it gave me strength." Before Celine could respond, she noticed the way Rin faltered, his hand pressing against a wound on his side, blood seeping through his fingers. Panic surged through her. "Rin, you're hurt." "I'm fine," he insisted, though the pallor of his face told a different story. "It's just a scratch." "Just a scratch?" she echoed, her voice rising in alarm. "You need to be tended to. Come on, let's get you—" "No," Rin interrupted, his tone firm yet pained. "I need to speak with you first. There's something you must know." Celine felt a shiver run down her spine. The urgency in his voice was unlike anything she had heard before, and the seriousness of the moment hushed her. "What is it?" she asked, her heart racing. They moved away from the crowd, finding a quieter spot beneath the swaying palms of the oasis. Celine knelt beside him, her hands trembling as she gently examined the wound. "You're losing too much blood," she murmured, tearing a strip from her own garment to bind his injury. Rin winced but didn't pull away. Instead, he took a deep breath, his gaze locking onto hers. "Celine, there's more to my lineage than I've told you. More than just being an alpha. There's a curse that binds my bloodline, one that threatens anyone I grow close to." She paused, her hands stilling as the weight of his words sank in. "A curse?" she whispered, fear curling in her stomach. "What do you mean?" "It's complicated," he replied, his voice low and filled with shadows. "My family has been cursed for generations. It's said that anyone I love will suffer because of my power. I didn't want to burden you with this, but now you deserve to know the truth." Tears welled in Celine's eyes as she wrapped the fabric around him, her heart aching for the pain he had carried alone. "Rin, you don't have to protect me from your past. I want to understand. I want to help you." Rin shook his head, a sadness in his gaze that pierced her heart. "The curse isn't just a story, it's a reality. I've seen it unfold before me, felt its weight. I'm terrified that my love for you could bring you harm." Celine's heart raced as she searched his eyes, feeling the depth of his fear and the strength of his love. "Rin, I care for you. I won't let fear decide my fate. Together we can figure this out." As the moon rose high above, illuminating the oasis in a silver glow, Celine felt the pull of destiny tug at her very soul. She had never been more certain of anything in her life. Whatever trials lay ahead, they would face them together. But doubt lingered in her mind like a shadow, a whispered question that begged for an answer. Could their love truly withstand the weight of a curse? The sun hung low in the sky, casting a golden hue over the shimmering oasis. Celine wandered through the lush greenery, her heart racing with a mix of hope and trepidation. In her hands, she held a small ancient artifact she had discovered amidst the sands. It was a relic of a time long forgotten, inscribed with symbols that whispered secrets only the desert winds seemed to know. She could feel its power pulsing slightly, a warmth that contrasted with the cool breeze that rustled the palm leaves around her. "Celine." A familiar voice broke through her thoughts, and she turned to see Rin striding towards her, his magical veil fluttering like a banner behind him. His presence was magnetic, drawing her in and igniting the familiar spark of longing within her. But today that spark was tinged with uncertainty. She had learned so much about him, yet still felt the weight of the secrets he harbored. "Rin," she greeted, trying to keep her voice steady. "Look what I found." She raised the artifact, the sunlight glinting off its surface. Rin's expression shifted subtly, a flicker of recognition flashing across his intense eyes. "Where did you get that?" His voice was low, almost wary. "It was buried near the edge of the oasis. I think it might have something to do with the curse," Celine ventured, her heart pounding as she took a step closer. She hoped to bridge the distance that had grown between them, a chasm formed by the shadows of his past. He took a cautious step back, his gaze fixed on the artifact as if it were a dangerous creature ready to strike. "You shouldn't have touched it, Celine. The artifacts of this oasis are not to be trifled with." "But what if it holds the key to breaking your curse?" she pressed, her determination flaring. "What if we could change everything? Your past, the rival alpha, all of it." Rin's expression hardened, and Celine felt the chill of his withdrawal. "Some things are better left buried, Celine. I don't want you to get hurt." "Getting hurt is part of love," she shot back, frustration bubbling over. "You can't keep pushing me away. I care about you, Rin. I need to understand. No, I deserve to understand what's going on." He sighed, running a hand through his tousled hair, a gesture she had come to recognize as a sign of his internal struggle. "You don't know what you're asking for," he said quietly, the weight of his words lingering in the air. "My past is filled with darkness, and it's not something I wish to drag you into." Celine felt her heart sinking. The distance between them felt insurmountable, and the frustration of his refusal to share his burdens with her gnawed at her. "But I want to share that burden, Rin. You say you care about me, but you're shutting me out. It's like you don't trust me." His eyes softened momentarily, but the moment was fleeting. "It's not about trust. It's about protection. I've lost too many people I loved because of my past. I can't bear the thought of losing you too." "Then let me in," she pleaded, her voice rising. "I won't turn away from you no matter how dark it gets. If we're going to face this together, you need to tell me everything." Rin turned away, staring into the distance. The silence stretched between them like an unbridgeable chasm. Celine could see the turmoil etched on his face, the war raging within him. She took a deep breath, willing herself to remain calm, to be the anchor he needed. "Rin," she said softly, "I found this artifact for a reason. I felt a connection to it, like it's calling out to me. Maybe it's meant to help you, to help us." He finally faced her, his expression a storm of emotions. "And what if it doesn't? What if it leads to more danger? What if it reveals things that are better left hidden?" Celine stepped closer, determination in her eyes. "Then we'll face it together, whatever it is. But I need you to trust me, just like I trust you." Rin's shoulders slumped, the fight within him momentarily extinguished. "You deserve the truth," he murmured almost to himself. "But it's not a truth that comes without consequences." "Then tell me," she urged, her heart racing. "Please, Rin. I'm ready." After a long-awaited pause, he took a deep breath, as if steeling himself for the words he was about to say. "My lineage is cursed," he began, his voice barely above a whisper. "I am the last of a bloodline that has been hunted for centuries. Our power attracts darkness, and those who seek to control it will stop at nothing to do so." Celine's heart pounded in her chest, her breath catching in her throat. "What do you mean? Hunted by whom?" "By rival alphas, by those who wish to seize the power I possess. They see my existence as a threat, and they will use any means necessary to eliminate me. If they discover my connection to you," he paused, his eyes darkening with fear, "they will come after you too." She shook her head, feeling the weight of his confession settle heavily in the pit of her stomach. "But I'm not afraid of them. I won't let them hurt you or me. Together we can fight back." "You don't understand the stakes," he snapped, the fear in his eyes morphing into anger. "You think you're ready for this? You think love is enough to shield you from the darkness that follows me? You'll just become another target." Celine stepped back, his words hitting her like a physical blow. "Is that all I am to you? Just a target?" "That's not," Rin began, but the hurt in her eyes silenced him. "You're pushing me away again," she said, her voice trembling with emotion. "I'm not a pawn in your game. I'm not afraid of the danger, and I won't let you decide what's best for me." "I'm trying to protect you," he shouted, the tension between them crackling like electricity. "No, you're trying to protect yourself," she retorted, her heart breaking at the realization of how deeply he had internalized his fears. "You think by keeping me in the dark you're saving me, but you're only driving us apart." Rin clenched his fists, the anguish on his face palpable. "Celine, just tell me what I need to do," she interrupted, her resolve hardening. "I won't back down. If this artifact can help you break the curse, then we will figure it out together. But you need to let me in." He gazed at her, the conflict evident in his eyes. She could see the weight of centuries pressing down on him, but she also saw flickers of hope. "It won't be easy," he warned, his voice softer now. "The path is fraught with danger, and the truth may change everything between us." Celine stepped closer, reaching out to touch his arm, grounding them both in the moment. "I'm willing to face it all, Rin. But you have to trust me enough to show me the way." Rin's gaze held hers for a long moment, and Celine could sense the walls around his heart beginning to crack. "All right," he finally conceded, his voice barely a whisper. "I'll tell you everything." As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting an ethereal glow over the oasis, Celine felt a surge of hope. They were on the precipice of something monumental, a journey that would test the very fabric of their bond. And even as shadows loomed in the distance, she held on tightly to the belief that together, they could face whatever challenges lay ahead. The sun dipped low on the horizon, casting the oasis in hues of gold and crimson as Celine stood at the edge of the shimmering waters, her heart a tempest of emotions. She clutched the ancient artifact tightly in her hand, the cool metal warm against her palm, pulsing with a strange energy that seemed to resonate with her very essence. It felt as if the oasis itself was awakening, the sands shifting beneath her feet as the winds whispered secrets of the past. Celine's mind raced with the implications of what she had discovered. This artifact was not merely a relic but a key to an ancient prophecy that intertwined her fate with Rin's. "Celine," a familiar voice cut through her thoughts, and she turned to find Rin approaching, his expression a mixture of concern and determination. The magical veil that adorned him fluttered lightly in the breeze, its colors shimmering like the surface of the water. "What troubles you?" She hesitated, the weight of her discoveries heavy on her heart. I found something, something that connects us. I think it's part of the prophecy. Rin's gaze sharpened and he stepped closer, the air between them thick with unspoken words. What did you find? Celine took a deep breath, summoning her courage. This artifact, she said, holding it up for him to see. I believe it's tied to the curse, to your lineage. It could help us, Rin. His expression softened, but there was a flicker of something darker behind his eyes. You don't understand the risks, Celine. The power within it is immense and it comes with a price. Isn't our love worth the risk? She shot back, her voice rising with fervor. We can't let fear dictate our future. We must confront whatever lies ahead together. Rin's brow furrowed and he looked away as if wrestling with his own demons. You don't know what you're asking. The prophecy foretells not only of power but of sacrifice. I cannot bear to see you hurt because of me. Before Celine could respond, a low growl echoed through the oasis, causing both of them to turn sharply. Emerging from the shadows was Eryx, the rival alpha, his presence a dark cloud looming over them. He seemed more feral than before, eyes gleaming with malice as he approached. Ah, the little wolf and her precious alpha, Eryx sneered, glancing at the artifact in Celine's hand. I see you found a toy, but you'll find that it's useless against me. Eryx, Rin warned, his voice low and dangerous. Leave us be. This is between you and me. Is it? Eryx laughed, the sound cold and mocking. You've always underestimated the true power of family, brother. Celine's heart raced as the revelation hit her like a thunderclap. Brother? She echoed, glancing between the two alphas. You're his brother? Yes, Eryx replied, a twisted smile curling on his lips. And it seems you've stumbled upon an even greater secret than you realized. The artifact binds you to him, but it also binds you to me. You're standing between two fates, Celine. Rin stepped forward, his posture tense, and Celine felt the heat radiating off him as he braced for a confrontation. You've been cursed to oppose me, Eryx. But I won't let you harm her. Eryx's smile faded, replaced by a snarl. You think you can protect her? I've seen the darkness that dwells within you, Rin. You're not the noble alpha you pretend to be. You're a monster. Enough. Celine shouted, feeling the artifact vibrate in her grasp. You both need to stop. This isn't just about you two anymore. The moment her voice rang out, the artifact pulsed with energy, and Celine felt a wave of power surge through her. It was as if the oasis itself responded to her call, the winds swirling around her, amplifying her voice. I am not just a pawn in your game. I am Celine and I will not be afraid. Eryx's eyes widened in shock, and Rin looked at her with a mix of admiration and awe. Celine, what are you doing? He asked, his voice barely above a whisper. I don't know, but I can feel it, she replied, her heart pounding. I can feel the magic. It's in me. With a fierce determination, she raised the artifact higher, and the light from it blazed brighter, illuminating the darkening sky. The very air around them crackled with energy as the oasis transformed, the sands shifting to form ethereal shapes that danced like spirits in the twilight. Stop this! Eryx shouted, his bravado faltering as he took a step back. You have no idea what you're unleashing. Celine felt the power coursing through her, the connection to Rin and to the oasis forging a bond that transcended fear. You're right, Eryx. I don't fully understand it, but I know one thing. I won't let you hurt him. With a surge of will, she directed her energy toward Eryx, and the artifact responded, unleashing a wave of light that enveloped him. Eryx stumbled, caught off guard by the force of her power, his expression shifting from arrogance to confusion. What is this? He gasped, struggling against the tide of energy that sought to bind him. As the light intensified, Celine sensed a deeper truth unfolding. The artifact wasn't just a weapon. It was a bridge between their destinies. In that moment, she could see the pain and conflict that haunted Eryx, the curse that had twisted him into a rival. You're trapped in this cycle, aren't you? She said, her voice steady. You don't have to fight us. Eryx's sneer faltered, revealing a flicker of vulnerability beneath the anger. I am bound to oppose him. It is my fate. No, Rin interjected, stepping closer to his brother, the tension palpable between them. We can break the curse together. You don't have to be my enemy, Eryx. The light from the artifact pulsed one last time, and Celine felt a rush of warmth envelop her as the energy intertwined with both brothers. The air shimmered with potential and Celine's heart swelled with hope. We can be stronger together. Let me help you, Arix. As the light began to fade, a profound change swept over Arix. The anger in his eyes softened, and for the first time, Celine saw the man he used to be. A brother, a protector, lost to the curse that had defined his existence. I don't know if I can trust you, he admitted, his voice trembling. Then trust me to help you find the truth, Celine replied, her heart resolute. We're all intertwined in this. Let's break the chains that bind us. As the last remnants of the light faded, Arix took a deep breath, the weight of uncertainty lifting from his shoulders. If there's a chance, I'll fight for it. Celine turned to Rin, their eyes locking in an unspoken understanding. Together we can reclaim our destinies. Rin nodded, a fierce determination igniting within him. Together we will break this curse and forge a future that is ours. In that moment they stood united, not just as lovers but as allies bound by a shared purpose. The oasis shimmered around them, a testament to their newfound alliance, and Celine felt a sense of peace wash over her. Whatever challenges lay ahead, they would face them together, strengthened by their love and the courage to embrace the truth of their intertwined fates.